I spent 3 years at the University of Pittsburgh, half of each of those years. And there's very much a Pittsburgh style of poetry. Possibly I'm being unkind when I call it a point and name style of poetry. It is April, I am cold, you know, when you're at the Pitt Tavern drinking, that kind of thing. At its best, it's just wonderful. But there's definitely a style. And I thought I would sit down to try to write a few poems in that style. I did not succeed, so you're not going to hear that. But what I ended up with instead were some poems about the kinds of people who live in Pittsburgh, a very revved up, highly charged, blue-collar artist for whom everything is at exactly the same level. So you would hear them discussing Proust in the bleachers before a hockey match, for instance. It was a wonderful thing to discover. This is a poem called Lines Written in a Pittsburgh Skyscraper, and it talks a little bit about the students who are like that in Pittsburgh. And it takes place in a skyscraper right at the edge of a ghetto area. I was at eye level with a saint atop a church across the street, and I noticed that the church had the saint facing away from the ghetto, which I thought was very telling. And he was facing towards all the athletic stadia also. It has taken me 3 years to come to this view. I know now that the body is a river whose bones and muscles and organs are flowing. I have watched their shapes in the molded Allegheny, contained and onrushing below bridge after bridge, vertebra to the Ohio, a brown river that still powers the mind, lying long in the trestle arms of this city whose sentence is hard labor. Eye level atop a church across the street, St. Benedict the Moor stands open-armed and giant, his back turned to the fuming of a ghetto where some evenings the brightest vision is the flash of a street lamp on a jogger's white Nikes. My students are the children of coal miners who watch the ground swallow their fathers each day, sometimes even digesting the trapped men, turning their bones back into lime, into coal. It is the oldest fear that earth may recall you. Along the top of Mount Washington lies a stole of color unnatural to sky, twilight's blue collar. But the mountains are a fishing village, steep, hardy, and solid. At night, the lights and stars from my window make the cityscape an Ethiopian bride. As cars bolt around a curve of street lamps, their shadows flash from under them like sprung souls, and the river churning its wet, whispery thighs, the river pouring blood dark under the bridges. In the river, I find my astonished limbs and all the stateless gels within me, carnal, mute, wholly flowing, unburdened, toward a distant shore.